CliffCentral.com. At a Clippers game on the court side, watch a nigga shoot like a 4-5. They mad at me too, I got more fire. Why these bitches see me, go home ride.
Good morning, everybody. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
I ain't fucking with you niggas like I'm part-time.
Somehow let's check my archive.
It's the morning, and you're chilling with the worst guys. My name is Malcolm Julie, in the building with Ria Bits with Cecilia.
Yo, what is happening, South Africa?
Easy, easy, easy living. We hope you're good, man. Jamming out, jamming out.
No, this ain't a vacation. This is my house, my house. All she needed was me. All she needed was me. All she needed was me. All she needed was me.
They don't need too much, do they, though?
Like, yeah, dog. I feel like we're the worst guys, and this is the breakfast show. It's the morning. We get to give it to you in our own way. And this is our song that we always introduce ourselves to, the worst guys. If you're listening to us for the first time, welcome, baby. Your morning is about to be bright as the brightest day, man. The sun is up. We're feeling good out here, man. We're feeling good. Yeah. That's the worst guys by Childish Gambino and Chance the Rapper. We in the building, man. Good morning, Ria Bitsy.
Good morning, Morgan.
What's up, homie? What's going on?
Why you gotta address me by my full name like you don't call me Rehab? What's up, homes?
Hey, it's the morning, dog. You know, we've gotta be respectful. We've gotta be fresh. We've gotta be...
Nah. See?
Rehab.
Yeah, it's Rehab.
Aye, easy, man. How's it?
Trying to call me by my government name? What are you doing, bruh?
Yeah, it's all good. So tell me what you've been getting up to since the last time we saw each other, which was yesterday. You know, since we bring that fire every Wednesday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. So you can catch us every Wednesday. If you're not listening right now, you can catch us every Wednesday. The worst guys, and we do it in the worst way. But yeah, for now, we're here to bless your morning. We hope you guys are feeling good. It still is holiday season. You know, it's still festive around here. And I don't know, I'm liking Joburg while it's quiet, man. I don't know about you.
I think the underground places are still lit, though. Like, if you go into town, bruh, if you go into these... Also, if you go into the bougie clubs, bro, these bougie clubs are packed.
Yeah, they stay making money. Because some of the places are bringing their girls down from Cape Town. Flights on flyers. Yeah. I'll pick you up at Oratam. But in fact, I won't even pick you up. Uber Black.
It's all about the experiences, my boy. About the experiences. Yeah. But I don't have money to play like that. I don't have money to play that game. That's quite an expensive field to be in, you know what I'm saying? Being a blesser.
Yeah. No, that is But I mean, once you got the money, dog, what else are you going to do?
No, man. Hey, man, I'm going to invest in my life and the life of my offspring.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, yeah, man. Like I said, you're chilling with the worst guys. We'll be taking you through the next couple of hours, taking the place of Gary Cliff while he's away this festive. Man, I've really been feeling so good, man. I'm enriched from the Christmas spirit and the Christmas dinner and the food and the, oh man, the family, the love. I hope you guys are feeling the love, man, because I'm ready to take on 2017. That's what I'm feeling right now.
I've been telling people I'm already in 2017. You gotta be a future thing. Outliers. That's what we are in this world. Outliers.
Yeah. You gotta take it to the next level, Brian. That's what we wanna do. 2017 is the year of bigger and better. And we know we always talk about resolutions, but it doesn't have to be in something necessarily like I need to go to the gym more often. No, that's just discipline. Get your life together. But let's talk about what you see happening in 2017. I mean, your own futures. What do you have planned, man? If you want to hit us up on WhatsApp, we are on these WhatsApp streets. You can contact us on 079-748-2090. That number again is 079-748-2090. Yeah, have a little chat with us. Talk to us about what do you think 2017 holds for you. Is it going to be better than 2016? Is it going to be worse? I don't know. You know, you never know in this life.
You know what I'm preparing myself for? I'm preparing myself for those that same usual crowd. You know, I'm going to be working on myself. Why didn't you work on yourself this year?
Why didn't you work on yourself today? This morning,
you know, you don't need 2017 to start it off.
Right? Yeah,
you could use the last day of 2016.
Yeah, to be like
December
31st. Yeah,
man.
So it is. Today is the 29th of December. That means there's only 2 days left of this year, man. I don't know. It's been a roller coaster of a year, as we said, and I don't know. 2017 for me feels like it's going to be even better than 2016. I had a great 2016. I wanted 2017 to be even better. So yeah, man, we hope you guys are feeling good about it. Hope you're feeling good about life, because it is a Thursday morning. You have a new day. You have a new opportunity to go get up and get it. Doesn't matter if people are on holiday, man. You see, while people are sleeping, while people are on holiday, that's when you do the work. You know, because that's when you come out of the cracks, baby. When people are sleeping, you are woke. Stay woke out these in these streets. Yo, my name is Malcolm Zidi. You're chilling with the worst guys. Let me play you our next track for the day.
Feeling girl, ooh. How's the gutter doing?
Crack rock. Yo, yo, yo. That is Frank Ocean with Crack Rock. Absolutely love that jam, man. Absolutely love it. Yeah, you're chilling with the worst guys. If it's your first time with us, welcome, welcome, welcome. We have an epic next couple of hours lined up for you, man. So much laughter in store. Got a couple of games. Man, we're just going to keep you entertained, man. If you're out there listening, waking up in the morning, cooking, getting ready for your day, even if your day is one of leisure and you're just relaxing, taking it easy, lying on the couch, maybe going out into the garden, whatever the case may be, we are here to accompany you and to keep you smiling, man, because that's what we do. That's what we do. Today, actually, we have a fresh topic today, man. I wanna talk about the good old days. You know, we like reminiscing towards the end of the year. And I was thinking about, you know, the cartoons we used to watch, you know, Dragon Ball Z. What else do we have? Pokemon, the Pokemon phenomenon, how it was when we were younger and how it's still going forward, revolutionizing. I mean, there's so much.
Still actually. So relevant, bruh. It's
still so relevant, man. And the games that we used to play at school, we all know the classics, the hide and seeks, the Black Mamba, Dile. We're just going to all those situations that we had when we were kids, man. Because we want to reminisce, but, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be about this year. I mean, I feel like we all know what this year was like for ourselves, and we've been talking about it. But let's talk about, you know, nostalgia, reminiscence, go back to the old days, man. Yeah, so that's how we're talking about today. Later on in the show, we also have a couple of calls lined up, like I've said. Yeah, man, we hope you're having a good time out there on this Thursday morning. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's Black Beatles by Ray Sherman. Such a tune, man. Such a tune. Yo, the music actually this year has been insane, bro.
There was actually a picture I saw on Facebook of a collage of all of the albums that were released this year alone. Half of them, I didn't even know. Shit, this nigga dropped that. This chick also put out some music, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. One thing I found recently is that people are releasing music very, very quickly. A lot of artists releasing music within 1 year, not even 2 years, dude. I mean, like, we look at the likes of Drake. Drake drops regularly, bro. The Kendrick Lamar, he just dropped To Pimp a Butterfly, and then he did the Untitled. Then you look at the likes of J. Cole. We still bump to, oh, okay, it's been a while, 2016. It's been a while since 2014, Forest Hills Drive. But I mean, that I think is a timeless album for me. It's one of J. Cole's best, if you ask me. But I mean, artists this year have been dropping like crazy, man, and there's been some really dope music. I didn't expect this from Ray Sherman, to be honest.
Black Beatles.
No, I thought they were gonna be a one-hit wonder. After
no.
I ain't got no type.
I was like,
no.
Okay, can you hit the wave? But like,
Dude, they came out with No Flex Zone.
Yeah.
That's what they came out with. No. I actually have, you know, faith with Ray Sherman. They killing that.
They got
track
that got that rock star flavor about them. That's what about them.
They got a worst guy sort of flavor
to
them.
Yeah, you know what it's about. You know what it's about. Chilling with the worst gays. So I think 2016 has been an incredible year for music. Frank Ocean dropped Blonde, which people were highly anticipating, and so far it's been the best of the year for me. But I'm maybe a bit biased because I love Frank Ocean.
Whatever.
Okay, what would you say is the best music to come
out?
Shut up.
Yeah, you behave or else you jump. Come in here. No, don't feed the people what you want them to believe.
Yeah, you behave or else you jump.
Hey, we got it. Okay, what do you think is the best albums to come out?
Bruh. I mean, the likes of Kanye West, but the thing is, everybody owns their throne in a different way. Why can't we just say this guy did it best for himself and this guy did it best for himself? Because that's what we've been saying as well.
Yeah.
Every artist that dropped this year might have put out the best work that they could have ever put out in their lives.
Yeah, I think that's definitely what happened. And Rihanna is the perfect example for me. I think this is her Usher's Confessions. You know, like after Usher's Confessions, there was no getting better than that. You know what I'm saying? So
no, but like after something like that, what are you gonna do? Because the thing is, you've confessed everything that you've done in your life.
Yeah.
And like, okay, shut up. It was a dope album, but now no more female fans after that, bro.
Oh, once you confess, like, and now there's no depth left to your artistry. It's like, oh, we know we savage, my J. What do you want from us? So that's the problem with confessing all of it. But yeah, I think Rihanna was one of those people who did her best work. And also, yeah, I also do believe in the idea that we can't compare music anymore in that sense of who is number one, who is number two, who is number three, because there's so much music and it's coming out so fast that you listen to an album for, I'd say 2 months, and then there's a new one and you caught onto that album. There was a time where like albums used to last the whole year. You're just jamming to that thing. And that's why I like Blonde, to be honest, because I've been jamming to it for a very long time. Obviously, it hasn't been a year. Like one of the albums that kind of disappointed me was Drake's Views. It was a good album, but I feel like it's still lacking some depth, you know, that class, the thing that's gonna make it timeless. It's a good club jam. It's a good club jam.
No,
I don't know. I don't know if it's maturing like the fine wine I hoped it would. What do you think?
We see out of different eyes, we hear from different ears, bro. Yeah. That's what I feel.
Yeah.
The way you interpret the album and what you make of it is your own prerogative.
Yeah, you just gotta hope as the artist that people buy into your shit, man. That's all you gotta hope. All right. So we're gonna get into a few stories that are hitting the airwaves, man. It's settling down, it's been quiet. Although news still always happens, man, even in December, but everybody is kind of taking a break. So things are a little bit slow, but we've got a few stories for you here. Let's get right into it, man.
Playboy in trouble again. Playboy Penny at it again. Read about it. Extra place grab young Fallon. Extra, extra. Read all about it. Life story of Playboy Penny. Extra, extra.
All right. Read all about it, man. Okay, so police have found 252 of the 360 safety deposit boxes which were stolen from the Randburg branch of First National Bank in a brazen heist a week before Christmas. Hey, man, these guys, they wanted to go make Christmas lit.
They're just being Robin Hood, and now the tabloids are trying to have them for being Robin Hood.
Yeah. Okay, so Hoax spokeswoman Captain Divuo Malamu told Times Live that the boxes, which had been forcibly opened, were found on a mine dump near the FNB Stadium in Soweto last Tuesday.
Why you gotta go dump it in the hood and make us look like the culprits now?
I think we can safely come to the conclusion that those niggas who dumped it there are the ones who are from there as well, right? Like, you know what?
You see, you're coming with that tendency. You know, you're coming with that tendency.
One love.
Yeah. No, but I mean, look at the evidence. It was dumped near the FNB Stadium in Soweto. You know what? Was the Soweto derby recently?
All I'm saying is people frame one another.
Look,
honestly speaking, if I murder you in Johannesburg CBD, I'm going to go dump that weapon in Benoni, my boy.
It's more likely to happen in Benoni than I get murdered as well by a young Sasti. Yeah, so, Boo, did you check my cherry? Are you checking my cherry, bro? Is he having a problem here, bro? It's like the Bloemfontein of Johannesburg is Boxburg and those vibes. Okay, yeah, so that's crazy, man. There's been a heist and I don't know.
Hey, what you say about Boxburg? Let's just rewind. My lady's from there. Don't you?
Well, I don't know if you think that makes Boxburg cool now. Doesn't
no.
It? It's still not that dope. I mean, even if she's from there, no?
I'll chat to you afterwards, son.
You see, you're already picking up the tendencies. They've got you. I know. I can see now that she is from Boxburg. Okay, and also, customs officers seize 11,000 pairs of fake sneakers at the Mozambican border. You know what? That actually deserves a fucking... 11,000 pairs, dog, of sneakers.
I'm sure the guys who busted it were like, yeah, it's my totally match. We got there.
Yeah, I'm sure it's those sneakers that light around at the bottom. I don't know if you see it. They've been going around.
Dude, I saw, it's crazy, those sneakers. Because the thing is, I saw somebody wearing all black. Not trying to be visible at night. And just wearing the sneakers. Now I'm just seeing red and blue lights moving. And I'm like, what the fish is going on this floor? As I get closer, I put my brights on and I check. This is a human being.
Those are the kinds of shoes we used to wear when we were kids. But when we were lighties, they used to light up at the bottom. Maybe make a sound or two. Now they've transferred to adults.
Talking about reminiscing, remember Heelys?
Oh, yeah. Definitely remember Heelys. Never had a pair, but I remember hating on those who did.
I'm in the bathroom in Sandton. Some little kid comes in strolling on his Heelys, comes to urinal, takes a leak. Dog, he just pushes himself away on his Heelys after he's finished using the toilet there
swag.
At the shank.
Yeah. He killed it with swag.
I'm just like, this kid rolls out without washing his hands.
I hate it when that happens. When you see somebody leaving the bathroom and you watch them as they leave, and you're like, nah, dog, why aren't you washing your hands? Because now I'm gonna shake your hand 2 weeks later, and I don't even know who remember who you are. But you, that homie who doesn't wash his hands,
you know,
when you go to the bathroom.
To some extent, you know, if you have to condone one, I can rather condone you taking a leak and not washing your hands. But those guys who come out of the cubicle. You know, if you're coming out of the cubicle as a guy, you didn't number two.
Yeah,
you gotta wash
your
hands.
And number two, or a little... Those are the two options in the cubicle.
Just a young kickstart for the day?
Yeah. You got it, dog. Like some Wolf of Wall Street shit. Yeah. Rub one out. Yeah. So, what were we talking about? Okay, so, yeah, a haul of 11,000 pairs of counterfeit sneakers. They were worth 8.7 million rand, my boy. I think we should get into the fake sneaker business.
Wait. How are those numbers even? You see, I feel like 8.7 million is quite a big number for fake
11,000 sneakers. I mean, but they sell them as real. You know, how many Louis Vuitton bags do you see out of these streets where you're like, ah, fake? Because I know I walk with this homie all the time, and he's always calling people out. He's like, nope, didn't buy that, legit. I'm like, yeah, can you let the person live with their counterfeit in peace, bro?
No. If you're walking proud with your counterfeit, what else are you walking around with proud that's fake?
Your hair. Whoa, shots fired.
Cold-blooded. Balissa seems to be a bit touched there.
Balissa keeps it natural. Balissa's an early bird. One of the producers is here. Caught us nice and early in the morning to say we're late out in these streets. You know, Blacktown.
No, we're not late. You are early.
Nah, and she's been catching the worm. But yeah, it's really good to be out here this morning.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, man, it's really, really awesome being here this morning, man. The breakfast show, we up. Early in the morning.
Wake up.
Wake up and catch some flavor, man. The Worst Guys is in your grill. Yeah, just a couple of tracks coming up from The Worst Guys, just to start off your morning with a little bit of a hype, a little bit of a beat on the track on a Thursday. Yeah, that's fuck up some commas, baby. We hope you're ready to go and fuck up some commas this morning. Even if it's holidays, man, you gotta be planning for the future, getting your shit together. Man, I can't wait for Joburg to be buzzing again, man. Because, you know, I like being in the Joburg streets when things are happening. You know, everybody's on the hustle. People are trying to make shit happen. When it's quiet, man, I feel like I should be in Cape Town on the beach somewhere. You know?
No, man. I like it when it's like this, man. Because, like, I've got a mild case of road rage, my boy.
Oh, yeah.
So when the roads are quiet, when it's a little quiet like it is right now, you know, I'm a sane human being.
Yeah.
But, like, when there's somebody in the fast lane driving slow in peak traffic.
Yeah, you know, I can see how
somebody's
going to
get murdered. You know?
Yeah, no, Joburg is cool, man, all the time. But, you know, I feel like it's one of those things where, you know, a soldier's biggest fear is standing still, my man. So when you're in a busy, hustling, bustling area, you want to be part of that energy, man. Because the energy is what I love most about Joburg. But, yeah, it's good to be here, man. Good to be with you guys in the morning, taking you through. If you're still working, which I know some of you might, we hope we can be, make it a little bit easier, a little bit more relaxing. Yeah, man. And if you're out there having a good time, having holiday vibes, if you're watching the cricket, man, this is also a great time for the cricket, man. We're doing so well, except rain kind of delayed play yesterday. But yeah, Cook, who made 104 against Australia in Adelaide last month, was 108 not out at tee. And South Africa reached 221 for two in their second innings to take a lead of 302. Yeah, man. Cook and Dean Algar shared 116 for the first wicket, which followed the 104 they added in the first innings. So, yeah, we're doing really well. Dean Algar really proving himself, showing himself to be a part of the squad. And so is Cook, who has made two centuries in three innings, man. That's a huge deal, man.
But this is just classic Proteas.
Yeah.
You know, they're selling you fake dreams of how they're shining stars. But when it's actually time to make their money with the ICC, they want to be like these newer fashionista chicks and wear these choker bands, you know, because SA cricket loves choking.
Yeah, and I don't know why, because we are actually, if there was Test World Cups, I think that's where we're dominant, because Test cricket is where we kill shit all the time. I won't even
Test cricket with 50 Shades of Grey, we handle that.
We handle that.
But ICC, no, we very submissive, I don't want to lie.
Yeah, I do feel you on that. Okay, so that's been happening with the cricket, man. I'd love nothing more than to just go out, watch a test. Oh, there is test cricket happening in Johannesburg starting on the 12th, actually. So, yeah, I'm going to be there grooving with the band. You know, the trumpets will be playing, watching some test cricket with the brewski in the hand. Because, you know, it's holiday season, man, and we're still feeling good. I don't know about you guys, but we're ready to take on 2017. But yeah, tell us if you have anything about 2016 that you would have changed or that you'd like to do differently in 2017, man. Maybe you're tired of dating the same type of girl, you know, that naughty girl that's always getting into trouble. Maybe you want to build a business, you know, you have an idea but you don't know where to start. I mean, this is time to think about it. That's time to do something about it. So you can hit us up on our WhatsApps on 0797482090. Yeah, man. You're going to go into a little track right now and we'll catch you with the topic of today. We'll be talking about the old days. We're reminiscing. We're looking back and we're trying to see what we can find in our past lives that ensures that our future lives will be just as dope, man. But yeah, here we go with the party life on a Thursday. You know what it is, baby. The worst guys. Yeah. Siluko Teen by the good boy Ricky Rick. Out here in the streets tearing it up, man. That's such a December jam as well, man. I feel like South Africa knows how to bring out them summer heats. You know, those summer hits, rather. Because we look at the grooves that I was jamming to this Christmas. I don't know if you were involved in the groove, since you don't drink. But I know you like to groove regardless.
No, I get lit.
Yeah. Actually, it's actually the best jamming with you, because you're just as lit as a drunk person. But you don't drink. So when we're driving back home, you know, it's always fine. police pull us over. We're like, oh, take a breathalyzer.
Bring me a breathalyzer.
Bring that thing. Let's do that thing now. Yeah, but I mean, there's been so many dope tracks that have been going in this year, man. Like, I was at a tavern on New Year's, and the song, Ugla Leg, Mountain Mali, Ugla Leg. I guess that's why I sleep peacefully, you know, because Ugla Mali. So, you know the deal, you know. And also, obviously, Wololo. Wololo is a fire track. Those Durban guys, they know how to do it. They know how to do it. Yeah, but actually, we'll talk about that a little bit later because Babes Will Do More is trending right now on these Twitter streets. But look. We just want to quickly talk about the topic of today, man. And this is where we'd like your participation. If you're out there listening to us, you can hit us up on the Twitter streets at @_worstguys, or you can hit us up on CliffCentral.com. That's @CliffCentral.com on Twitter. Oh, and don't forget, we are now on WhatsApp as well. You can hit us up on the number that is 0797482090. Yeah. So, we're reminiscing, right? We're thinking about them good old days, the hide and seek days, bruh. Did you ever climb mulberry trees?
Nah, bruh. I didn't do much of climbing of trees. Mm. I had a tree house.
Oh, okay. What? You had a tree house?
Yeah, wow, I was a bougie black guy at some point in my life, bruh. Bougie black guy.
Look at that lifestyle, dog. Yeah. I'm sure you had them Louis Vuitton sheets in your bedroom.
What are you doing, bruh? I only know Louis Vuitton now.
All right. Bougie black. Tell me what it was like. A tree house. I always wanted one.
Yeah, listen, it's mull because the thing is, I wasn't accustomed to having a tree life in my blood, you know,
in my
bloodline. So nobody told me, you can't just walk off, you gotta climb down.
Oh, no.
Kind of fall off, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah.
Yo, that's deep. I've also fallen out of a tree before, man, landing on my back, it was crazy shit, man. But I did enjoy climbing mulberry trees, eating mulberries. That's probably my favorite thing to do as a youngster, man. And I grew up in Pretoria, Sunnyside, where there's a lot of flats, you know, so there's a whole lot
like
of kids.
Cape flats.
No, not flats like that, like apartment building flats. Yeah. So there were a lot of kids around in the area. We went to the same school in Sunnyside. So we were on the same schedule, man. When it was hide and seek time, it was hide and seek time. We had to go home by a certain time, 5 o'clock. You had to be home before the news. Otherwise,
you see, kids of today don't know being back before the news or being back before generations at the latest.
Sure, I think they do, bro. Imagine until after
bruh,
generations.
I finish work at about 8, you know,
yeah,
religiously.
Yeah,
on a Friday or even on a Thursday, they start early. These kids, they're already there in the mall. The girls, half of their ass is showing. You even feel guilty for looking because now you feel like a pedophile.
This is that thing, like, we're not even that young, but we're growing old and sinister. As the older we get, you're like, these kids these days.
No, let's not get into that right now.
We have to, because this is what we're talking about. We're talking about reminiscing and the kinds of games we used to play when we were younger and the types of TV shows we used to watch, because DSTV actually used to be good back in the day. Now they've come up with this Ben 10 bullshit and it's causing unnecessary phenomenons in the adult world. You know, all these ladies wanting Ben 10s and shit. So, I really think that there has been a change, but it's not a bad change. There's always going to be revolution because the kids, I think, are ruled by the internet now. The internet is everything.
I saw the most shocking thing with cartoons as well.
What?
I mean, reminiscing on the cartoons that we used to watch, Tom and Jerry. You would watch Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry was
you would
the
watch
most...
it. There would be only the sound effects, right?
Yeah.
Tom and Jerry speak.
Dog.
There's Tom and Jerry where they actually talk. I'm like, what's going on?
Well, they speak.
Not Tom and actual Jerry, but there's other characters that speak.
They're
like,
ruining it.
What are you doing? Word.
The whole thing was to leave it to your imagination, man.
You know, that's the thing. Kids have no imagination.
Yeah, it's all given to them. Tom and Jerry, Samurai Jack. Oh, man, look. I know the Samurai Jack intro off the heart. That was one of my favorite shows. It's like, long ago in a distant land, I, Aku, the shape-shifting master of darkness, unleashed an unspeakable evil. But a foolish samurai warrior wielding a magic sword stepped forth to oppose me. Tring,
shwing, shwing. Before the final blow was struck, I tore open a portal in time and trunk him into the future, where my evil lived long. Now the fool seeks to return to the past and undo the future that is a coup.
Samurai Jack, bounce to the back set, who rocked the check? Check, check, check.
That was the shit.
That was the shit, bro. And what else did I like? I loved Tom and Jerry. Oh, we spoke about Tom and Jerry. What are these guys? Edit and Eddie.
Edit and dog.
Dig a hole, dig a hole. Butter toast. That's Dexter's Lab. I'm Le Du Fromage.
I'm Le Du Fromage. Dog, he was about getting that cheese. Dexter has always been about getting dog. That paper. Dog, but I don't understand, Dexter. That electricity bill at his house must have been insane.
I know how many times I tried to build my own laboratory. And my own crazy.
Yo, you see, but all we can do is muck up some volcanoes, because that's what they taught us at school, those scientific experiments where you make a volcano or something.
Nah, man. I mean, I'm not going to even lie, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a real G, OG, okay. You know? But I also indulged in the Powerpuff Girls.
Ah, they dude, were the Powerpuff lit. Girls were so lit.
A Professor Newtonium accidentally added an extra ingredient
to the concoction,
Chemical X. I think Chemical X was X to see if you
maybe, dog, because then here they're tripping, and he just says, and I've got some three superpowered daughters. And there was actually some blazing woman in cartoons. I won't even lie, there's some. I'm blazing with Mrs. Bellum. Do you remember Mrs. Bellum, the mayor's secretary?
Ooh.
They never showed her face, but I was like, yo,
Penelope Pitstop from Wacky Races. Yeah. Penelope Pitstop from Wacky Races.
Yeah. Kim Possible. Yeah, Kim Possible.
No, Kim Possible is New Age era.
Yeah, it's kind of
New Age era.
Sabrina, maybe. Let's go back to Sabrina. Yeah,
the teenage witch.
Yeah. She was lit.
I think that's a bit of a push, eh? It's a bit of a reach.
Yeah, man, but I used to love the what you call it, the Powerpuff Girls. Ain't no shame in that, because there was that character, him, that talk like this. So welcome, Powerpuff Boys.
You know what that reminded me of? Don't hate. That reminded me of, you know, a pastor who loves touching boys.
All right.
Like when I think back to it now, you know, I'm sure that's how the pastor calls it. He's like, hey, come here, young boy. Do you want to be a sacristan?
The devil's speaking through him.
Hey, man. Maybe that's what the actual writer was trying to, you know.
Get across. You know? Yeah. All right. So, those are the cartoons, right?
As a game, I don't know if you ever played this, Kiss Catch.
Yeah, that was the one, dog. In Crash, I did play Kiss Catch. Yeah. Do you have an experience of Kiss Catch? That was
I still remember the girl's name till this day.
I was bring it out, spill the beans, dog.
Mary Ann.
See,
I was a young black boy, black homie,
black bougie homie, nonetheless.
You know. I was a young black homie chilling in the crèche, you know. We playing Kiss Catch, you know. So my friend Carl Copson, I even remember his name, Carl Copson, you know. Because I was chasing the black girls, you know. I know Abo Thandeka, Zolilwe. I know catching them and kissing them. It was on a regular.
Yeah.
You know. But now, everybody, all my boys, every time I ask Carl, I'm like, yo, Carl, how is it to catch Marianne and kiss her? You know. He'd be like, oh, no, it's fucking epic, my boy. It's fucking epic.
You will. You know.
So I'm like, you know what? You know, you had those sleep periods back in Crèche.
So
before I sleep, I would look at Marianne. I'd be like, you know, I'm gonna actually catch you. Let me get some rest, because I'm going to need some rest before I catch you. So I wake up. Now it's playtime again. You know, now we're on the field. And I'm like, okay, let me warm up, you know. Because before you catch Marianne, I need to warm up first, you know.
I need to catch up with Zulu again.
So eventually, I catch Marianne and I pucker up my big fat nigga lips.
Big fat nigga lips of spitting drooling.
You know, I'm like, you know, Marianne, you know, do what it does, you know. Do what it does. I caught you.
You know how the game go.
So I pucker up my lips, and then looking back now, I had my first racial slur at such a young
encounter.
She said, my mom told me not to kiss black boys.
Yeah, that's so mo, boy.
How about it? Dude. So, yeah.
cold-blooded.
That's so cold-blooded, dog. My mom told me.
My mama never told me.
But you see, at least she listens to her parents, dog. She might, she's like, nah, no black boys for me, bruh.
Yeah, but I'm still a vanilla killer. What you talking?
Yeah. See, that was the first one. You're like, oh, I'm gonna get you guys. I'm gonna get you. No lobola for me, thank you. All right, so, yeah, speaking of games like kissing catches, man, other than TV, we did play some epic games, man. Yeah. Did you ever play with marbles?
Hey, bruh, I don't want to lie. There were certain ways. Sometimes I even had to change fingers because, you know, when you're hitting a marble, your nail becomes ultra sore.
Yeah.
Ultra sore.
Especially if you're hitting with the goons.
Hey!
We still love collecting those big, fat marbles, bruh.
I don't want to lie. I used to cry when Oaks charred me and they take your marble.
Yeah, there's no shame. You see, I think children in school are more savage than humans. In fact, it's just a preparation for real life.
We started gambling at a young age.
Dog, Zwippy, I don't know if you guys are aware of the game Zwippy, but it's absolutely savage. It's basically heads or tails, but you have to spin it on the table. We had that at our school. We used to play it all the time. And eventually it got banned because it was gambling. So like, no gambling allowed. Some homie, he came to school with like 10 cents, left with the other homies 200 rand.
This is documented in the history books. Is that what you're saying?
I'm telling you, they told us they confiscated the 200 bucks. It's like, nah, there's no gambling at the school, boy. I don't know what happened after that.
Nah.
That's some real gangster shit.
No, but number one, first of all, he lost fair and square.
Yeah.
You can't take a worthy man's money.
Yeah, but you see, with Zivi, there's a way, the people who are good at it, they know how to flip the coin underneath their hand in some ways, dog. They either bang the table or they switch it with their fingers before it.
Yeah, Marnawe, what are you doing playing with a gambler who knows the streets?
Yeah. You better watch out. Even if you're in primary school, you better watch out. They're trying to get you in these streets.
Like with the tops. You know, spinning tops?
Yeah.
I know some, you know, because if yours died first in terms of spinning, you know, if you're playing with a group of five guys, so you all at the same time, zoop, and then whoever dies first, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Then you have to put yours in the center and everybody just tries to smash that living daylight.
And when yours is in the center, you know you're shitting yourself, bruh. Because some people have that accuracy, break your spinning top in half.
Daily. Do you know my mom got frustrated for buying tops for me?
Yeah, and it used to feel so cool while it was spinning. You put it in your hand and it's busy spinning. Yes, so put it back on the sand and let your homie smash that thing, bruh. Also had a Tamagotchi. Did you ever own a Tamagotchi?
Is it that little thing that like a digital pet?
Yeah, a digital pet. You have to keep it alive. You feed it.
I had one. I didn't really like that thing, but it was, I don't know, maybe it was too much future thinking for me.
Ah, we've got a WhatsApp from a homie who says, I love the show. It's a pity I can't see your name, but shout out to you. Thank you so much for listening to the worst gays.
Dog, we love you.
We love you,
spread
actually.
The love, yeah, spread the love, man.
So, these are the things that we used to do when we were younger. I don't know if anybody out there has children right now between the ages of, let's say, 10 and 15. Okay, maybe younger, actually. 8 and 15, let's say. What are your kids doing these days? What do? Do they literally just sit in front of the TV or do they still play these games? Hoverboards.
Yeah. Going
the new Heelys. The Heelys of the future.
I'm telling you, 5 years from now, every kid is going to have like a drone or some shit like that.
Yeah, but I think so as well, man. I think the future is going to be crazy.
The future's coming sooner than we think.
Yeah, I think the problem with us people who are starting to get older is that we're jealous. We're like, yo.
Why didn't we get this in our prime?
You know, having Angry Birds as a lighty would have been sick. Maybe I would have had some records, bro.
Talking about our past, I think, you know, Walt Disney as well, he's being a bit sloppish as well, you know.
Yeah, dude, there were so many great movies now.
The greatest of all time, Lion King.
All right.
Lion King is the GOAT.
This is where you and
I. And I know you're going to say Toy Story.
Toy Story
but
is the greatest.
You need to change your life.
Nah, dog. Toy Story is deep, right? You are a toy, you can't fly. It's about belief in yourself. Did they not fly at the end of the day, dog? Because of love.
You know what?
Toy Story, man. Thing makes me weep.
To everybody listening to us right now, what you're gonna want to do is go on to the Twitter streets and search for the _worst guys. That's the _worst guys. I'm going to create a poll right now, and I want you to actually vote. Toy Story or Lion King?
Yeah, let us know what you guys think. Which were your favorite movies back in the day? We are reminiscing. If you've just joined us, my name is Malcolm Julia. I'm chilling with my boy Rehab, and you are here on the Breakfast Show with Cliff Central, baby. It's been such a dope time chatting with you. Tell us what you miss about the good old days, man. Where were you? What were you doing, man? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You are back with the worst guys.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
It's a blessing and an honor to be with you guys in the morning. Whatever you do, we're hoping you're having a fabulous holiday. There's still some time until we have to get back to work. Well, for the most of us. And I really, really do hope that you enjoy your holidays. You come back refreshed and you come back ready to love what you do, man. Wherever you go, whatever you do, go and do it with passion. There's no point in hating your job because ultimately it's your job. At the end of the day, you, that person who's doing that thing and doing it shitty, isn't going to make it any more fun.
No, true, yeah. True. And you're making it even more of a slip for yourself.
For yourself. So rather do well and do well in what you're really in. Because, I mean, like, you think about it, yesterday on our show at 2 p.m., we spoke about the types of jobs that you would or wouldn't do. And whether or not... how much your job says about who you are, rather. Because there's so many things that people wouldn't do for a living. But I mean, I'd do a couple of jobs. We spoke about being a security guard, how that works, and maybe being a maid, and how we think maids are getting up to shit when the maidem is away. Ow, I get committee. People are grooving there. Yeah, man. So yeah, I hope you enjoy your work and that you're just taking a well-deserved, well-needed break from all your hustling, man. And we'll be so glad to take you through to the next hour till 9 p.m. We are standing in for Gareth Cliff as he is away. Hey, people are getting lit. People are turned, bro. Do you have any plans for New Year's?
Yeah.
What is your vibe for
this? I'm flying off to Belito, bro.
Oh, you're flying off to Belito,
on the 31st. Bougie,
yes,
bro.
Bro, you're going to learn how to surf, bro. You're going to check the Betties on the beach.
What do you mean, Betties? Because I only got a Betty.
Oh, but you got to go check the Belize, bro. You got to get a low-key view.
No.
You're
going to
go spend some time.
I don't dance on the dance floor if I don't know the DJ, bro.
Oh, shit, bro. That's like a political statement there. Convoluted. But yeah, I feel you. Don't dance on the dance floor if you don't know the DJ, bro. Because, I mean, we've been talking about December and how fun it is. But it's all about the love, man. I don't know. I wish I was sharing New Year's with a loved one. I feel like New Year's, instead of being a naughty vibe, you know, like the New Year's, you have to have a kiss or whatever. Just say, let's stay at home with the loved ones and eat as much food as we can. We sleep at 9 o'clock and we wake up to a new day and to a new year. This thing of firecrackers and shit, dog, it's too much. It's too much.
Getting the animals out here.
Hey, bro, let's love the rest of the world, guys. No need for fireworks anymore. No, I'm lying. New Year's is always a joke, man. Maybe if you have something planned, tell us about it, man. We all know what. If you really didn't get that number, it's 0797482090, man. Welcome to cliffcentral.com. You are joined by the worst gays, and we're doing it in the worst way. We've got a call coming up soon, but before that, let's get you in the mood with some Kanyezy. Yeah, baby.
That part.
Get that nigga on the phone.
Top dog on the phone. Yeah, man, that's Kanye West featuring Schoolboy Q. That part. Welcome back to the worst guys.
Worst words.
We're doing it on a Thursday.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Yeah, baby, it's the Breakfast Show taking the place of Gareth Cliff. My name is Mark. I'm really chilling with the main homie Rehab. And yeah, man, it's been such a blessing. I don't even know how we've come to a place like this, yo. It's 2016, and we're about to go to the future.
Now, I'm ready for the future. That's what I believe. I'm just going to go with the waves, the flow of the universe. You know, maybe these jobs that people are studying for, a lot of them are going to be discontinued. I don't know if any of you have read Cliff's book, but he exposes a lot of things on Cliffhanger about the future and where the world is going. It talks about, you know, soon we'll be able to have virtual experiences. You know, where you can live in somebody else's own memories because of the virtual experience that you can have, man. I don't know the full details. Go catch the book yourself. It's Cliffhanger, man. And you're here at cliffcentral.com. Man, there goes the neighborhood. That's what it's all about, man. We the
as guys. Usual.
As usual. Yeah, man. So we've been having a dope conversation. We've just been reminiscing about, you know, the good old days, the games we used to play, playing marbles, playing Zwipi, playing with your spinning tops, Tazos. Yo, Pokemon has gone through an evolution of note, bro.
I still think it's going to get even more.
Yeah, dude, because Tazos were a craze. They really were. I kind of get why some people would have thought that the Pokemons are demon-possessed.
You know, I think Layers had their most, you know, intense
profit, yeah, turnover
during that period.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, you can get Messi as an ambassador of the, but still,
yeah, Messi doesn't pay his taxes. It won't work as well as Tazos.
You don't have the answers.
You don't have the answers, man. Yeah, man. And now with the Pokemon Go phenomenon that hit us this year, people were walking around for the first time because they're so used to chilling at home. People died. And people found dead bodies as well. Like, as you're looking for what you call it, a Pokemon.
You never know. Maybe Pokemon Go was a government initiative to find dead people.
Yeah. Yeah, so,
apparently there's a dead body here, but they disguise it as a Pikachu. Go find Pikachu.
They're too lazy to guard and actually you get it, bro. So they chill in the back, play Pokemon Go. Yeah, but we're actually about to do something really dope. We have somebody that we are about to call. We're going to do a little prank on them. So hopefully they'll answer and we get this going, man. This is an interesting scenario. Do you wanna give her a call there, my brother?
Would you bail me out?
Let's see. That's a dangerous situation.
I don't know if she's gonna answer.
Oh, let's hope. Yeah.
And I have a funny feeling she is. If not, I've got an option too.
You have reached the...
Oh. Hey, see, she's also on holiday vibes. Okay, cool. We're going to do another call. I think we should figure out... Okay.
Let's figure out.
Hold on.
You got to show that it's desperate situations.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if you're bailing you out, you wouldn't just call once, right?
No, not at all. You got to actually try and... reach out to them as if it's they're your last option.
Yeah, bro.
So basically, my sister would let me rot.
who would you call? Okay, what we're trying to do is figure out who we'd call if we were going to get bailed out by somebody. You know, who would be that person who would sponsor you $1,500? Or Mchocho, if the cop is, you know, one of them cops, who would sponsor you that money to get out of a little sticky situation? So you guys can also hit us up and tell us on the WhatsApp streets, or you can join our poll. We currently have a poll going on Twitter right now. We're asking which was your favorite childhood movies, man, between The Lion King and Toy Story. We have varied opinions, but we'll tell you the results at the end of the show. But yeah, just join that poll. Tell us which was your favorite, man. For me, it was, you know, what took my heart. Tell me what was your favorite scene in The Lion King, and I'll tell you why I love Toy Story so much. For me, it was... When Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story 1, he got captured by the neighbor next door, that naughty neighbor who blows toys up and shit. And he got so depressed, he lost his arm, he was bleak about life, he couldn't go back to Andy, and then he went to go try and fly from the staircase. And as he went, with all the belief in his heart, he flew, but to his flaws, he fell and hit the ground. And that was sad, man. That was sad. That's one of my favorite scenes. All right, we're gonna try somebody else.
Yeah,
we're gonna try somebody else. Okay,
I'm saying from Lion King.
Scar, brother, help.
Is it ringing there?
Yeah, I have a funny
to voicemail.
Ah, straight to voicemail. You guys are sleeping out here, man. It's Christmas time, so people are staying in bed later than usual. That's the thing. It's still early for you, but we always tell you to.
Wake up.
Yeah, baby, wake up. All right, let's play another track while we wait to find somebody. I think we can find somebody and make this happen, man. This prank that we've got going is hilarious, so we gotta find somebody. Yes, we gotta.
I break the bank like an athlete, huh? Shawty crunk drunk, fucking up a new Louboutin. If I let her in my mind, she might be a trending topic. Therefore, she gotta ride it, bust it, pop it, blaze it. Been spent your rent, and I'm still blowing big faces. Something about them Ben Frankers make any bitch get naked.
Yo, what's up, cuz?
How you doing, man?
Can you hear me, bro?
I can hear you, bro.
Yo, bro. I'm so glad I got through to you. Holy shit, bro. I've been trying to call Refilia. I've been trying to call my mom. Nobody's answering, bro. Where are you?
I'm in Sandton. What's wrong?
Dude, I got pulled over on William... Not William. Fuck, what's this? Witkorpen. I was on my way to the Cliff Central studio. I got a show to go do at 9 o'clock. Dog, I don't know if you can help me out. You said you're in Sandton.
What do you need?
Dog, I got pulled over by the Metro Police, right? They were just doing the random pullovers. I don't know how it happened. They searched my car. They found weed in here, dog. Fuck, I'm so scared. Dog, listen. Okay.
What do you need?
Don't tell that he's gonna, please. He's gonna kill me if you tell him.
No. But we need refiller for this. Wait, cuz we need refiller for this, cuz she's a lawyer. She knows what she can do.
I tried.
Okay. Don't stress. Cuz. Don't worry. Hold on.
The officer said, maybe if you speak to him himself, then you can work something out. Cause now he's telling me that he. Hold on, just speak to him quickly. Wait. Hold on, just speak to him quickly.
Okay.
Sabalelapapoy.
Ah, unjani ba?
Nyapil unjani.
Ah, nami apil ba.
Yabo, sinenkinga. We have a problem with this boy, yabo. Yeah, we saw him here driving, speeding on Witkorpen, yabo. Yeah, so we pull him over, some check, amehlo zakhe, ambovu, like this guy, he's smoking these drugs, yabo. Yeah, so some keeper, and we search his car, we find all these things, these green, these herbs, and azigutini bizan these days. And you know, yabo, yeah, we can't do anything at this time because it means uzohlala la jail. He's gonna sleep here the whole weekend. Cause it's Thursday and Tinanati, we want to leave here. So we don't have to get lawyers involved, yabo. Yeah, we can talk about a plan.
Yeah, we can talk about this a plan. Yeah, let's talk about a plan, Baba.
You see, because it bail for this young man, yabo, yeah, is 3,000. Mangimfaka la hechel, ipele yakhe 3,000. So he's telling me stories, he can't find his sister, he doesn't have money, what. So mina ngisho, okay. Let's make it easy for all of us here. You can come here. She said Douglas Dale. I took him here to Douglas Dale. Police station.
Cool.
Yeah, we're waiting. If you can come maybe with a 750. Yeah, well, yeah. We've got an easy deal. Because now I want to leave. It's Christmas time. I want to celebrate in New Year. That's coming.
Sharp.
I'm a human being, Mina. I know.
I'll be there. I'll be there now. Give me 20 minutes. I'll be there.
20 minutes. Okay. You know what?
20 minutes.
You know what? You can do something even better for me. It's Slambile, like Studio Slambile.
Okay.
Maybe, do you know Ispahlo?
Ispahlo, yeah.
Ispahlo, Ilokshin Beka.
Yeah, Ilokshinberg, I got
it. Yeah. Do you know where you can find Ilokshinberg? Because if you can get me a Ilokshinberg, my man, it won't even be 300. My, I'll give you 200. In fact, out is Tatama order. La. Out is Tatama order. Okay. Out in Buza. Eh, infuna lape move,
daughter.
Nando's. Okay. If full chicken, no ma.
Full breast,
okay. Nama rose, okay. Sfuna inantos, ne? If cotlispal, funa inantos. Utenge ne coke 2 liter, nama rose. Yawa zi lawa ma roll, I'm shop.
Yeah, ma wazi ngathi uli cocaine. Yeah, baba.
Yeah, otherwise this man is sleeping here. He says he wants to talk to you one more time. This guy is crying, he's scared, my man. You gotta just come with Inyama and 200. Yeah, boy, it's Douglas Dale. It's not even far. Here he is, my man. Here he is. Talk to him.
Okay.
Charlie.
Yeah, bruh.
Are you gonna come through?
Yeah, I'll come through, brother.
Thank you so much, bro. Listen, you can find me at Rivonia on Cliff Central, baby.
I know exactly. I already got you guys, bro.
Rivonia, away. All right. Thanks for playing along, brother. We had so much fun, bro. At least we know you'd bail your homie out. You'd be there.
Dog, can I tell you, I love you so much.
But I knew, I was like, these guys, they're going now, bring quarters, Nando's. I was like, these guys are playing games. I know this is a prank, this thing is rubbish.
easy, man. Thanks so much for having us and entertaining us, man. Hope you have a fabulous weekend. Yeah, brother.
Nah, for sure.
You true family.
Much love, cuz.
Oh, wait, G. Oh man, that was so much fun, man. When you came out with the tears, man, that's when I was like, oh shit, this is getting
weird. Talana, Mzansi Africa. Here is a Golden Globe Award, your Oscar Awards. Like, Lona Ufunus Pasho, Mina. The Bayless 3K, hey, guys.
Dog, yeah.
We can make a movie.
We had it for a second. Dude.
We had it.
He was like, I'm coming.
Give me 20 minutes. He knows exactly how long it takes.
Yeah, he's a homie, dog. He was willing to pay that in Georgia as well. That's a homie.
3K. My cousin will pay 3K. Nah, he's a boss.
Wait, he's a boss. So shout out to him, man. We're just going to play out with a young track. We'll be back on the flip side. It's the worst, guys. Chilling with you on this fresh Thursday morning. We're hoping you're having a good one. Yo, that's Desperado by Rihanna. Man, I love that track. That bass line is insane. Anyway, good morning to you all out there who are listening. If you've just joined us, you are joined by The Worst Guys. My name is Mark McLuley and I'm chilling with Rehab.
Wake up.
We are in the Cliff Central building and we're bringing you the breakfast show in place of Gareth Cliff. We hope you're having a fantastic festive season, man. And I hope you are enjoying your time with your family and the relaxation. Because, I mean, we have to take a break sometimes, man. I think an important thing that a lot of people don't understand, these new age hustlers, you know, is that resting is a very important part of becoming successful.
You know,
wouldn't you say as an athlete who's out there in the gym working hard, what would you have to say rest has to do with your success and your progress in the gym?
It's all to do with recovery, bruh.
Yeah.
If you need to give your muscles time to recover, to rebuild, to grow,
yeah.
You know? And it's during that, you know, they don't grow in the gym. They grow while you're sleeping.
Yeah. You see, that's the thing. We always got to look out for ourselves as well, man.
Even your brain, bro. I mean, you feed it so much information. When you're resting, when you're not thinking about it, your brain is busy processing all of that, storing it into its memory box.
Yeah, and we have so much information these days. It's actually ridiculous, bro. Yeah. You know how much information we take in as a people? It's hard to keep up. I don't even know how people keep up these days, to be honest. Because, I mean,
1 minute you're on Twitter hearing stories, the next you're on the news hearing other stories. Because, you know, everybody knows now that you the information we get in one day now, in one newspaper, is what they used to get in their whole lifetimes a couple of centuries ago. So we've evolved so much, and I'm excited for the future. I want to be able to clone myself and shit, man.
There can only be one.
I'd be much happier in social settings if it was many me's, because everybody would just shut the fuck up and chill out for a second, drink your beer and peace, talk every now and again, but the small talk,
it's nonsense, eh?
Hey, I'm not about it. But you can catch us here at Cliff Central every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. For today, we've just been reminiscing, talking about the good old days. If you haven't joined us before, you're chilling with the worst guys. There's also a poll going on Twitter right now. You can hit us up at the_worst guys. We've asked the people which cartoon or animation was better between Toy Story and The Lion King. I mean, everybody has their own opinions, but come, give us yours. Hit us up on that poll on the Twitter streets at the_worst guys. And soon we'll also be going into what is trending out there and what you guys have been chatting about. Yeah, man, it's almost the weekend, so let's get into a groove with the main man, The Weeknd. Yeah, that's I Can't Feel My Face by The Weeknd, man. You see, well, he's one of the dope artists who's dropped recently with that album, and now he's come again with Starboy. People are releasing music, man. It's getting tough in this business.
Hey, and you people must also watch out for 2017 from The Worst.
Yo, let's not. We'll just give you a little taste with the freestyle with The Worst guys that we do at the end of every show. We're going to go in for a real cypher, man. We're going to go off the top of the dome as we always do, and we're just going to talk about our lives and talk about the way that we living, man. Yeah, it's been such a dope show chatting to y'all. I see you guys are on the Twitter streets. That's where we are right now. We're gonna go into what is trending. There's a few things. The one that's caught my eye is Babes What Do. It's especially just because of, you know, December and listening to Wololo every second day. I think the reason why she's trending is about the fact that she charges 100K per performance. Do you think that's ridiculous?
Listen, I saw Babes What Dumo's bum at the Griffin Sessions.
Yeah, I remember that.
Let me tell you something.
That butt is worth 100K any day. You know what I'm saying?
$1 million checks bounce on that ass.
Oh,
no, but let's be honest now.
Yeah.
The thing is, you know, I'm all for her calling out whatever price she wants to call out, because she realizes her value, her worth, and she's adding tax. If you crying out about, no, it's too much, it's because you can't afford it. But some people out there that are booking her, if this is a rate, if some people are booking her for that, then now what now?
Yeah.
Now what now?
And I also definitely feel that as South Africans, we don't value our artists as much as we should. And we underestimate how difficult it is to still become an artist in South Africa and to thrive as an artist in
struggling
South Africa.
Artists should never even have became a phrase, bro.
Yeah, no, but the serious thing is that, you know, even the artists who are relatively successful, they're not living, you know, luxurious lives. The arts aren't as supported as they are in many other countries in this one, you know. So when an artist...
But it's developing.
It's definitely growing. And I'm loving where it's going. We're going in a new direction. But I think we still haven't broken the glass ceiling. We haven't pierced that barrier, because South Africa is still a relatively sensitive people, you know. So, but the first thing to do that, to push that boundary, is always going to be art. It's always going to be music. It's always going to be the thing that influences the society to topple over to the next phase, to where it's progressing to. And that's what I think is our responsibility as artists, is to not fear what ideas we have, to push them forward, to not fear calling 100K. Babes, what do we want? Call out 200, call out a milli. If there's people who can pay it, they must pay it.
Why aren't people crying out about how much Casper charges or Trevor Noah charges? Just because he's on an international level like that. obviously, Babes Odumo also wants to, well, I'm assuming that she wants to work to get to that international status.
You can't
do that by charging 1,000 a show as well.
You've got to leave that place eventually and go superstardom. Let's let our people be superstars. I think that's something we fear South Africans as well. And maybe it has to do with our insecurity as a nation.
We undermine our artists
I think it's especially because we're just young. So it's like that We Up song. That's the whole situation that we're going through right now. So we need to let her shine, man. Let her flourish. Okay, that's what's trending on Twitter right now. Also, this is crazy because yesterday on our show, on The Worst Guys, we were talking about the insane amount of celebrity deaths that have been taking place this year. And we've just found out that Debbie Reynolds, who's here now trending on Twitter, has passed away. Now, the reason why this is tragic is because this is the mother of Carrie Fisher, who played Princess Leia in Star Wars, who passed away recently from a heart attack. So apparently she died from a stroke. The pressure of her daughter dying was just too much for her. She's like, can't deal. And now she's gone as well. She's famous for her role in the hit musical Singing in the Rain. Man, and I don't know, man. We spoke about George Michael as well yesterday. It's uncanny, bro.
And like 2016 is still trying to claim some veterans
some victims. Hey, if you're a celebrity, watch out these next 2 days.
The Illuminati.
You better be staying inside your crib, hooking up some Netflix and chill, bro. Don't exercise too much. Don't give your heart too much stress.
See, why you have to mention exercise now? Now you're going to make me not want to go to the gym just in case I get a heart attack, because we are superstars out here.
Yeah. So it's crazy, man. So anyway, condolences to that family, man. That must be a tough thing to go through, especially around Christmas.
Yeah.
That's insane, man.
You just opened your gift. Hey. Listen, I know this is going to sound like a dick move, but like, if she isn't using her presence, though, you know.
Surely. No. The Lord giveth them, the Lord taketh them away. I guess that's the lesson we learn from this situation. Also, another death, but I think this one is
another death. Yeah, just like that, casually. So nonchalant.
Niggas die every day. Niggas die every day. Trayvon, my boys, they're getting shot there by the police in America. So let's just go through them. Ananias Mata, he's a prisoner who has apparently died. He's also trending on Twitter. You know, these prisoners, I don't even know how you get famous, but you just have to be the malest prisoner. I think Maleven is the most popular or most well-known prisoner in South Africa. He's dead, actually, as well.
Yeah, Maleven is dead. I think Mongrel is still alive.
Hey, Mongrel is still fucking people face to face. His face is your face, sure.
Yes. No, but the thing is, with these prison people, I saw, you know, one of the comments of somebody actually retweeting that story, saying, yeah, no, he must rot in hell. You know, I'm like, dog, that comment changes his life. In no way. Yeah. Who are you to say whether he must rot in hell or in heaven? You know, I mean, he lived his life. Fair enough. He didn't do it in so much of a just way.
Yeah.
You know, he done killed people. Maybe he done murdered some kids.
Two cops dead. With you know what I'm saying? In the air.
But, I mean, like, only God can judge at the end of the day and rule what should happen with you in the afterlife.
Yeah, man. The evil has to exist so the good can prosper. Yeah.
You need people like me so you can point your fingers and say, that's the bad man.
You need people. I love that scene, man. In Scarface. It's the best scene ever, man. Yeah, you're a bunch of assholes, you know that? What else did they say? Cause you don't have the guts to be what you want to be.
Yeah.
You don't have guts to be what you want to be.
I tell the truth. Everyone a lie.
So say goodnight to the bad guy.
So it's the last bad man you'll ever see.
We're the bad guys. We're the bad guys. In fact, we're the worst guys.
Wake up.
Yeah, our time is almost up, but we're going to go through a few things that are trending on Twitter before we get into our cypher. There's a trend going post like Facebook. All right, so this is the difference between Facebook and Twitter, I believe, is that Facebook is for boring people. Let me be honest, Facebook is boring as fuck, man.
No, man, you see all of this judging stuff, man. Yeah. Guys, let's just let each and every one of us just tweet the way we want to tweet, post on Facebook the way we want to post. Dog,
the world will never go around without people talking about each other. That's just what we do.
And I know, but then we're bored with our lives if that's what we do.
Yeah, dude, I think we are bored as human beings, because if we weren't, we could just chill and sit down. Every day. If we weren't bored, that's why we do all this shit, is because, like, hey, we can actually create, we can make, we are gods in that essence, you know. So yeah, this post, like, Facebook is trending. I have a tweet here from at La Zonate that says, it's a quote that you might find on Facebook. It's like, yes, mama, I made it. Great 10, here I come. Got y'all haters mad as fuck.
No, but I've seen people tweet like that, so now what now?
That time you 24.
No, I've seen people tweet like that.
Yeah. But this is what's trending about the Facebook post, man. I think Twitter is way more, it's vicious. That's the thing about Twitter. Everybody's out here to have you on the Twitter streets. But that's kind of what makes it exciting. Unless you're a celebrity, then there's no point, actually. There's actually no point.
When you're a celebrity, it's even more cutthroat. Just say one thing wrong.
Yeah.
You become, like when Justin Timberlake did one mistake, it was over for him. Yeah. So many people have said wrong shit on Twitter and felt the remorse.
Yeah. That's why I stay away from them streets, man. I'm not about it. But yeah, we're talking. Look, Facebook is a marketing tool these days as well. In fact, social media in general.
Yeah, but if you're not about your business, then what are you about in life?
Yeah. That is true. Because I'm thinking about living completely off social media. Imagine what that would be like. I feel like you would miss out on a lot, but it's another kind of lifestyle. It's another world that you're living in completely when you're on social media. You get to be whoever you see yourself to be in your mind, which is pretty dope, I guess. That's why people love it. But it also brings out a whole lot of bullshit, man. A whole lot of bullshit. But yeah, man, that's what's been trending on Twitter. What else is going on? Oh, the SA versus Sri Lanka game is also trending. It's going to be coming on soon, man. I just want to go out to a cricket stadium, grab myself a beer, and chill out, man. And
besides just chilling, we need to support though.
Yeah. No, for sure. Would you? You see, one of the things about Facebook, I don't know how you feel about Facebook official relationships. Do you think it's necessary? Do you think if you make your Facebook relationship status official, it changes anything about the relationship? I don't know. Are you guys serious about having to change your Facebook status? Because I think since I've been on Facebook, my relationship status has been, it's complicated.
Look, I try to keep all relation issues off social media. I've learned the hard way that you don't want your relationship on Facebook.
Yeah.
Now and then you can post, I'm a WCW, but not even that. Yeah. Don't believe the hype of WCW. I can make my mom my WCW, okay? But I'm just saying, like, I think people need to take a step back and realize that it's not that deep, bruh.
Yeah.
It's not that deep.
It ain't that deep. But I'm not about that Facebook friend morphing, or what you call it,
the relationship status.
Yeah. I'm just like, nah, let's just have our relationship and live our
lives. Some niggas have gotten dumped because they didn't want to do it on Facebook.
Exactly, bro. Because it's like, apparently you're hiding something. Whatever. I'm not on these social media streets. But anyway, that's what's been trending on Twitter. As I said, it's been quiet. People are slowing down. People are sleeping. And we're about to finish up the show with a mad cypher. But before we do that, let's get into some hip hop, baby, with Big Papa.
Check it out. Yeah. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent baby.
Yeah, that's Big Papa by the main man, Biggie. Man, okay, so we had a poll earlier, man, and I'm so disappointed in the result. It's we were talking about which movie is the goat of our childhood animations, right? And 75% of you believe The Lion King is the winner, whilst 25% say Toy Story. Man, but I get it. Who doesn't love that sound, bro? Who doesn't love the star?
And it's like, I think as well, a lot of the people answering are South Africans.
Yeah,
and
it's an African story.
We have that connection, that thing, yeah. You know, yeah.
losing our pops. Like, you know.
You see, you went too deep there too soon. It's still deep, dog. It's before nine.
Yeah.
I don't know. Talking about losing pops. What if there's an orphan listening?
All I'm saying is that was the saddest part of the movie for me. When he's like, "Pop, Dad," and he was like, and he couldn't wake up, and he's like, and then Scar's like, "Run away, my boy!" Like, yo,
and never come back.
That's so real, dog. As a lighty, imagine going through that. That was some deep things, bruh. I'm surprised Simba didn't get a coke addiction, bruh, while he was chilling with Pumbaa.
Dude,
he didn't lose his way. Yeah, man. But anyway, you've been chilling with the worst guys this morning. We've had such a dope time, man. I hope you guys are enjoying your holidays in the festive season. We certainly are. And we're about to leave you soon, man, which is pretty sad for us because we've been having so much fun in this Cliff Central Studios as always. But before we do, you can catch us at @_worstguys on Twitter. Follow us there. You can also catch us here. Every Wednesday is the worst Wednesday, and we do it in the worst way.
Wake up, wake up, wake up!
I'm telling you, it's the best way to relieve hump day, actually. Best way to get through hump day is with the worst guys at cliffcentral.com. All right, so we're about to go into the freestyle with the worst guys that we do every Wednesday, and we're about to go extra long, man. We're just going to go in with them bars. I don't even know what we're going to do. We'll see.
Ooh.
Oh, you want to go with some? Ooh, okay, let's hit that instrument up, yo. It's the freestyle with the worst guys.
This is
a good idea. Yeah. It's a Thursday morning and there's glory, cause I know I'm getting it on in the morning. These other shows are boring. Come rap with us, cause we've got the stuff. You know we the ones. I wanna go out today, cause it's a Thursday and I'm thirsty for Nugupuza. Yo, I'm rapping on the mic, Yankuzwa. I don't even wanna tell you what I'm about, man, cause you will soon forget about the rest, and you won't even pretend that you want another friend, cause I'm the guy, I'm smoking the loud, and everybody knows that my mama's still proud, cause I'm here on stage and I'm making the crowd laugh at these jokes. I don't see these oaks, they are fucking jokes, so let me get the rope and hang them, cause you know I'm not a Benton. Although if you are an old mommy, you can come see me, Malcolm Dooley. I wanna marry Minnie Damini and make her into Minnie Mdooley. You know how I see, cause I'm not even blind, I'm living my life, I can see, and y'all are fake MCs, cause you can rhyme off the top of the dome, but this is my home, and let me pass it to the homeboy.
Homeboy is rolling. Homeboy got his car that ain't stalling. We go so fast in the fast lane, and our lyrics drive all the whole world insane. Hey, I got Malcolm Dooley on my right side, and my chick is on my left, that's my ride or die. Morgan, that's where everything in the world will begin and end. Cause with her, I see my world. I might put a ring on a finger and make a twirl, and a father would walk her to the altar. And with her, man, I'll never ever falter. I'm trying to protect her heart, I'm not trying to tear it apart like these other fuck boys in the street, trying to say that they looking for something to eat. They just trying to rip up another pussy. Hey, but I'm a guy that's got the nice rhymes, and I do it all the time, and I do it so sublime, and I do it so sublime, so sublime. That's why I gotta pass it to another worst guy.
Ooh, and you know the worst guys is what we do. Ooh, ooh, and you know the worst guys is what we do.
That's what we do.
Catch us on a Wednesday.
That's what we do.
We don't fuck around, we always wanna play.
That's what we do.
Catch us on a Wednesday.
Ooh.
We don't fuck around, we
Ooh.
Always wanna play. We're the new school, the new school. And we so rude, we so rude.
So rude.
We're the new school, the new school.
So rude.
And we so rude, so rude.
Worst guys.
Yeah. And you know it.
You know it, girl.
You know it.
You know it, girl.
You know it.
Don't act like you don't know.
Whoa, dude, I never knew this beat was so hurt,
bro. I call it happening and then it's happening. That's that heat.
That's so good. I feel like we should do one more. We should do one more because we got verses on verses. I could do a milli verses, me. If you ask me, we could do a milli. Cause that's how we do. We just freestyle off the top of the dome, man. If you are one of them tete rappers out there,
holla at us.
Hit us up on the Twitter streets. Let us know what you think, man. Because we're thinking right now with a beat, but it's okay.
Why is Palisa doubting our bars? Let's just show once again how we do this.
It's fine. You know, we need the doubt. We need the doubt. We have to wrap it up now. But yeah, just before we go, I gotta tell you, hey. So sick and tired of telling you people that we the shit. You guys are sitting in the pit. I won't even lie, these guys aren't the worst guys. But it's no surprise, I mean we don't tell lies. Cause I'm always speaking the truth, even when I'm in the Cliff Central booth. Just wait until I get to the studio. All I need is 2 hours to make a track, and that is that. I can also sing with the pipes. You know I'm always on the lines. I don't do drugs, I just smoke the weed. And I know I feel I'm spiritually enlightened. And all you are frightened because it scares you to be brightened, enlightened. I'm going 7 different ways and I'm doing all these shows. Probably gonna be in the play anyway. I gotta get fucking going, so you will see me at the next time that I'm showing. Yo,
hey yo, I hope you all have a good day. This is the worst guys that we do it in the worst way. R-E-H-A-B and Malcolm Zuli. You can catch us on the hot Twitter streets. Oh, bringing the heat all the time. You know where to check it out. The _ worst guys. Hey. And on Facebook, it's just plain simple worst guys. And we doing the nice vines. We can check out the videos and all the hoes. But you know how it goes. I don't fuck with no hoes. I got a pro by my side. Woo! R-E-H-A-B, that's how I ride. That's how I glide. Yeah, I said I'm so sublime.
Yeah, we out. Never forget to tune in, man. This is the dopest show there is, yo. Much love. Have a great weekend, baby. CliffCentral.com.